What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, keeping the small bite-sized episode streak going here in today's episode, I am going to walk through a workflow for creating a lead magnet with Gamma. Gamma is an AI-powered presentation, document, and website tool. In a previous episode, we generated a website using prompts with Gamma. And you're going to need more than one lead magnet to include in your email campaigns for sure. But we're always trying to save time. So for each output from Gemini, you can click the little check Google button. It's going to highlight sections that have been backed up by sources and the links to those supporting articles as well. And that is including statistics, relevant statistics in your report. Okay, and there you have it. A quick and easy way to crank out some guides or reports using Gamma, Claude, and Perplexity. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, keeping the small bite-sized episode streak going here in today's episode, I am going to walk through a workflow for creating a lead magnet with Gamma. Gamma is an AI-powered presentation, document, and website tool. In a previous episode, we generated a website using prompts with Gamma. In this episode, I'm going to talk about creating a report-style lead magnet with a combination of tools, starting with Claude 3.5 Sonnet, then moving on to Google's Gemini, and then finishing things up with Perplexity AI, which is an AI-powered search engine. I believe we've also done an episode on it. If not, we've definitely at least mentioned it a couple times in previous episodes. So let's dive in. The goal here is to create a report or guide that we can use as a call to action in email or social media campaigns. I plan on using this in an email drip campaign for digital marketing services, and this will be one of the value adds that are linked from the emails. So again, the idea here is to give something of value for the user, for the prospect, and eventually when the time is right and the prospect is ready to buy, they'll be thinking of you and they'll remember you because you were so helpful. So the first thing you're going to want to do is decide what you want to do your guide on. A general kind of state of report is often a good call. The state of your industry or the state of your market. I'm doing kind of the state of digital marketing in 2024 for this example report. If you're targeting prospects or personas for a specific service that you offer, a report or a guide around that service specifically is probably a better idea. I would recommend having both, though. Have an overall state of report or a large long form style report about your industry, and then follow up with additional guides and how-tos on your services and product offerings. You're going to want more than one lead magnet, and you're going to need more than one lead magnet to include in your email campaigns for sure. So the steps are pretty simple here. We are going to let AI do a lot of the lifting and a lot of the workload and content creation, but we will be starting in Claude. And basically, I'm using Claude in this instance as a prompt engineer. So I'm explaining to Claude what I need this report to include. I should tell you guys that I recently created this report. It's called the 2024 Digital Marketing Trends Report. So I explained to Claude what the goal of the report was, and I instructed Claude to engineer a prompt that was optimized for Gemini specifically to help me create this guide. And Claude does a really nice job of cranking out some very detailed prompts. I feel like they're almost always going to be a little bit better, more enhanced, and a bit more detailed than my generic prompts would be from scratch, unless I really took some time and tried to make it as best as I possibly could. But we're always trying to save time, and so I'm having Claude kind of be my prompt engineer. So we have had Claude basically develop our prompt for Gemini to create our report. We've had Claude instruct Gemini what to include in the report as far as like a table of contents and topics and sections. And now we have our long form prompt for Gemini. So I'm going to go ahead and input that, or you would go ahead and input that into Gemini. And depending on the length of your guide or the report that you're trying to build, you may need to walk Gemini through and have it create one section at a time, one section report of the report at a time, maybe, or it may even stop generating kind of in the middle of the report, and you'll just need to ask it to continue, prompt it to continue generating. A couple of quirks of the Gemini model there. You may not experience that. Let me know if you do or don't. But again, if the length of your report or the length of your output is extremely long, you might have to nudge the model along. But the primary reason that I'm using Gemini in this step of the workflow workflow for creating a guide here is because Gemini has the awesome feature where you can check Google, or you can basically check the internet for sources and citations on the content that's included in your output, in your generated output. And in this case, it's the content that is going to be included in our report. So for each output from Gemini, you can click the little check Google button. It's going to highlight sections that have been backed up by sources and the links to those supporting articles as well. So since we're creating a pretty lengthy report on some pretty important or high-level marketing trends and strategies for the year of 2024, in this example anyway, I definitely wanted to make sure that the information in the report is backed up by facts and is at least accurate and relevant information. Okay, now for the not-so-fun part, and that's basically just some copying and pasting. So what I would do here, or what I would do next, is take my output from Gemini and then go over into Gamma, which is our AI-powered presentation tool. And I found a presentation template that matches kind of the branding for Digital Pop. You can, of course, adjust the template color palette, the template itself, to fit your brand or suit your brand. And I do really like the user experience of a Gamma kind of presentation quite a lot with these web-based documents and reports. You can nest cards or slides, really, or sections of the report under each other and make it really nice to navigate through. And I think the UI in general is a pretty nice user experience. So you're going to go through, you're going to take your output from Gemini and paste it into your report or guide template from Gamma. And with that, we will have the basic structure and copy of our report filled out. Now, the next step here, I think, is the most important, because I think it's probably going to be what gives the report or your guide or your how-to guide, as it were, a little bit of authority and relevance to the topic or the needs of the user. And that is including statistics, relevant statistics in your report. So ideally for each section of your guide or your report, you have some supporting or contextual statistics that you can share with the user to reinforce what you're saying. In my 2024 Digital Marketing Trends report, we have sections like the rise of AI in marketing, the metaverse, SEO in 2024 or 2025, search, AI search, privacy concerns and data privacy issues, and all those are example topics. And for all of those, I found some accompanying statistics. And this is where Perplexity AI comes in. So basically, all I had to do was ask Perplexity to find some statistics regarding, for example, the rise of AI in marketing in 2024. And Perplexity is just going to pull a bunch of links and a bunch of statistics, and it's going to give us a very nice list format, basically in the style of an output from these other LLMs and chat models. If you're not familiar with Perplexity, it's basically combining the search experience with these LLM chat experiences. And it gives us a really nice templated or outlined output for the statistics that we asked for. But more importantly, it gives the link for each of these statistics to the source and to the report that these statistics were originally a part of. So in each section, I will have a subsection for statistical data, and I will just paste in the fact, the statement, the stat, as it were, and link directly to the report. So that'll also take a little bit of time to go through each section and find statistics that you feel are appropriate and useful and have a decent enough source that you're willing to link to them. And that's basically it. Once you've gone through and added statistics and links to your report sections and your guide sections, the last thing that I would recommend doing is adding some imagery. And in Gamma, you can do that right within the tool using AI. You will need a pro membership in order to access the more advanced image models. You can have the quick or fast models on the non-pro subscription of Gamma. They include models like Ideogram, which we've talked about. They allow you to use Flux, which we've also talked about. They also use Stable Diffusion, or allow to use, Stable Diffusion to be used as one of the models. I believe Imagine is in there as well, which is Google's image generation model. So tons of options for models to use. But the cool part is the tool or Gamma will take the content of your report or of your presentation or document that you're working on and use that to enhance the prompt or give you a suggested prompt for your image for that section, which is really great. So I used Flux Pro within Gamma to generate the images for my report. And I will definitely share the link to the report or the Gamma document for you all to check out in the show notes. Okay, and there you have it, a quick and easy way to crank out some guides or reports using Gamma, Claude, and Perplexity. And I cranked out the entire report in probably a couple hours, which really should have or would have taken me a week maybe to complete and write myself if I had created the content traditionally. Of course, always, always, always do some quality assurance and read through the generated content to make sure that it's not only correct, but relevant and insightful. And if you can add some of your own input and voice and touch, that would be even better. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.